Senator Bramble, Senate Bill 184, please.
Senate Bill 184, Driving Privilege Card Application Amendments. We instituted the Driving Privilege Card for undocumented individuals in 2005. It was Senate Bill 227, I believe. The purpose of the bill at the time was to put these individuals in a database, require them to have insurance, and require them to take a driving test because they were already driving on our roads. We couldn't stop them from driving on the roads, but we wanted them to have insurance. We wanted to increase public safety. That program has been successful. Today, there are 2014, there are about 32,484 driving privilege cards that were renewals, 1,964 originals. In 2010, there were 38,000. I think our high water mark was in the high 30s over the last 10 years. After we adopted the policy, we then amended the provisions to require a background check. And the individuals that apply for the driving privilege card had to pay that background check. But the background check currently only addresses western states, Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Utah, and Wyoming. It's not an FBI national background check. We found that one of our driving privilege card holders, someone that had been issued a driving privilege card, committed a heinous offense in California. We would have caught the background had we done a more robust background check. And so what this bill does, it requires a background check to be an FBI, as well as the Western, also be an FBI background check. It would change the fees. The current fee is $80. It would change the fees to $109.50 annually. The applicants for the driving privilege card are required to pay the cost. It's just a pass-through, so there's no net revenue to the state. Per se, we just pass those the additional costs of the background checks through to the applicants. Be happy to respond to any questions.
Senator Bramble, how did this issue come to your desk? You're in the middle of a lot. How did you find out about the individual that committed that crime in California?
When you have to go back in history, Utah in 1999 adopted a statute that allowed anyone to get a driver's license so long as they had a federally issued ID number. The IRS was issuing individual tax ID numbers, so we had a number of regular driver's license holders that were undocumented individuals, but they had an ITIN from the Internal Revenue Service. There was anecdotal evidence I was elected in 2000. In 2001, 2, 3, and 4, there were movements to repeal the driver's license, but there was for undocumented individuals, but there was never enough votes to do it. So during the interim, 2004 interim, then Representative Becky Lockhart and I looked at it and we said, okay, we've got a problem. There's anecdotal information indicating that these individuals are registering to vote, voting, and engaging in a number of other things that were reserved for citizens. And so we came up with an alternative where we repealed the regular driver's license and replaced it with this driving privilege card. I got involved because I had been the Senate sponsor of the House bills. Senator Harper was in the House at the time. There were a number of, each year there was a bill coming forward from the House that would have repealed the driver's license. I was a Senate sponsor of it. And we could never get the votes to get it out of the House or to get it out of the Senate.
Okay.
And so I got involved to finding a solution to the problem of not allowing, of prohibiting non-citizens from voting, from having a regular driver's license, but also balancing public safety and the requirement for insurance. And it has been a substantial success over the last decade in terms of policy. Now, so I was the original sponsor of the bill, Senate Bill 227. So when we found there was this problem, each of these moving forward with the enhanced background checks and those things, I've kind of babysat the policy because I was the original sponsor.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Bramble. Appreciate you very much. Thanks. Any other questions from the Senator Harper?
Thank you. Senator Bramble, you're adding a requirement for a signed waiver. What is that? What's envisioned to be as part of that waiver? What are you waiving?
Let's have Driver's License Division come up. And they can respond to that.
I knew we could get the director up out of her comfy chair. Oh, no, she's punting.
Okay, great. Thank you. Would you state your name and your affiliation, please, before you speak?
My name is Alice Moffat. I'm the director at the Utah Bureau of Criminal Identification. We will be doing the background checks for this. The signed waiver is just a waiver that the person who's having the background check run on them signs to acknowledge that they know that the background check will be run. They know that the prints will be registered in the WIN database, the Western Identification Network database of the eight states, as well as the FBI database for notification of any subsequent information that happens after they've been registered in that database. So it's just them acknowledging the fact that they know that their prints will be retained for the purposes to which they were registered in the FBI database.
Okay, so it's just an acknowledgement of what they're going to be using the prints and everything for, not a waiver of any rights.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. Any other questions?
I will. It's required by the federal government.
Yes.
I believe that you'll find that on lines 52 and 53. I believe that that's a requirement to access that database.
Okay, great. Ms. Moffat, would you sign in before you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Are there any other questions? Would you like to sum?
I'll waive summation.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we do need to hear from the public. Is there anyone in the public that'd like to make a comment on this legislation? Okay. Great. Senator Harper, would you like to make a motion for us?
Yeah, I'll move that we pass out Senate Bill 184 with a favorable recommendation.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing no lights, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, great.
And this one I would also ask would be put on consent. I know of no opposition. It's strengthening a longstanding policy that's been in place now. This will be the 11th year of this policy, and it's doing is enhancing the ability to regulate this program.
Okay. Senator Harper.
I'll move we place Senate Bill 184 on the consent calendar.
All those in favor, indicate by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. Thank you.
Thank you,
Senator Bramble.
Chair.